Chapter 67.
The sky bleeds red over the winterlands. It casts an eerie light on the borderlands, turning it the colours of a bruise. In the distance, the castle nestles in its robe of vines, like a pale hand hidden in the folds of a dress. I'm relieved that it's still intact. "Do you see Fee anywhere?" I whisper. "No," Anne answers. "I don't see anyone." Carefully, we part the thorns in the bramble wall and slip inside. Miss McCleady takes in everything with a nervous glance.
"You've been coming here?"
I nod. She shivers.
"What a dismal spot."
"It was very merry for a while," Anne says sadly. We step quickly and quietly through the blue-tinged forest. The branches seem to be plucked of almost every berry, and what is left hangs in mealy clumps, forgotten. Maggots eat their way through the abandoned fruit. It makes my stomach turn.
"Woot, woot." "What was that?"
Miss McCleady gasps. "Don't move," I whisper. We stay as still as statues. The call comes again.
"Woot, woot."
Come out, wherever you are,"
Pip's voice. She steps out from behind a tree and is quickly flanked by Bessie, May, Mercy, and others I've not seen before. They fan around her like soldiers carrying torches. It's as if every bit of breath has been knocked from me. I'm forced to keep my hands behind my back, out of sight, to hide their trembling. She has marked her face in the blue-black juice of the berries. The others wear similar markings that give their faces a skeletal appearance. In the firelight, Pip's eyes change from one state to the other, from violet to white, inviting to terrifying.
"Hello, Gemma. What brings you here?"
I was looking for Fee," I say. She frowns playfully.
"You've lost her, have you?"
"Gemma,
how careless. Well, I suppose you'll have to come have a look inside then. Follow me."
Pippa takes us to her castle like a conquering queen. She's still lovely. She has the magic working for her, but she has not shared much of it with her disciples, from what I can see. They ride behind her, tattered and torn, their skin going grey and ruined.
"Bessie!"
I start, and she gives me a sharp shove.
"Keep moving."
The castle is as neglected as the forest. The vines crawl up the walls unhindered and drape across balustrades, hanging down in claws of green. Snakes thread through their mossy abundance.
"Where's Felicity?" I ask again. "Patience, patience,"
Pippa hums while lining up goblets of berries along the altar. Bessie sneers as she appraises Miss McCleady.
"Oh, she, your mum?"
"I am Miss McCleady, a teacher at Spence Academy," McCleady answers. Pip claps, giggling.
"Miss McCleady, you're the one giving Gemma such trouble. You shall not give me any trouble at all."
"I shall give you a great deal of trouble if you do not tell us where to find Miss Worthington at once,"
Miss McCleady insists. "Don't," I warn.
"She needs a firm hand," she whispers.
"She's beyond that now," Anne urges quietly.
"Shh," Pippa says. "This is my castle. I am queen here. I make the rules."
May reaches for a cluster of berries, and Pippa shakes her head.
"May, you know that is for the ritual. They must be consecrated first."
"Yes, miss."
May smiles, seemingly happy to have been upbraided by her god.
"Felicity!"
I shout.
"Fee!"
The castle's walls creak and groan as if they shall fall in on us. A vine tightens across my boot and I yank my foot free.
"She's in the tower," May says, "for safekeeping."
"Pip," Anne pleads, "you have to let her go. The Winterland's creatures are coming."
"Not you too, Anne," Pippa tuts.
"Pip,"
Anne starts.
"All I need do is offer a sacrifice. I tried with Wendy, but she made for a poor sacrifice, being blind. And then you came back, and I knew it was fate, don't you see?"
Miss McCleady steps in front of me.
"You can't have her. Take me instead."
"What are you doing?" I say.
"Gemma,"
Miss McCleady whispers,
"whatever may happen, you must put aside your fear and safeguard the magic."
"Whatever may happen, I do not like the sound of it."
"Sometimes we must make sacrifices for the greater good," she says. "Promise me you'll keep the magic safe."
"I promise," I say, "but I don't like it." Pippa hums to herself.
"A willing sacrifice. That's very powerful magic indeed. I accept."